The following program is sponsored by Texas Financial Advisory, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Texas Financial Advisory, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Brooklyn Chandler Willey should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Brooklyn Chandler Willey is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Retirement News Network's Mark Elliott and Brooklyn Chandler Willey, President and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, a financial firm as strong and independent as Texas. Brooklyn has more than 10 years of experience in the financial planning industry. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott with the Retirement News Network, and I'm here with Brooklyn Chandler Willey, the President and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. If you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, you can always go to the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. You can also find out about the live educational events that Brooklyn and her team puts on from time to time all around the San Antonio area. No cost to attend these. You just have to sign up. Seating is limited. Again, that information and more on the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. If you have questions about anything you hear on the show or just questions about where you are on your road to retirement, you can always call Brooklyn and the team at Texas Financial Advisory. The number 844-TFA-SHOW. That is 844-832-7469. We'll give you that number throughout the program, and it might be the most important phone call you make. 844-832-7469. Brooklyn, welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Mark?
Doing well. And Brooklyn, do you remember the game Jenga?
Jenga. Yes.
You know, the old tower building game using wooden blocks, players taking turns removing a block, replacing it on top, while hopefully not causing the tower to come crashing down. You probably have Coulter and Caden playing that.
No. Everything. I think that everything in our house is a Jenga puzzle because it just all, I'm running around, make sure things don't crash down.
Exactly. And the goal, of course, with our retirement assets really is the same thing, to build a solid financial house, one that is solid enough to withstand the pressures of market risk, inflation, health costs, and so on, without cracking or worse, obviously crashing. So what are some of the financial building blocks, Brooklyn, that you tend to look to when you're helping people solidify their retirement strategy?
Well, before we turn to those, as an interesting tidbit, Mark, Jenga, I looked this up on my phone just now when I was talking to you. It's actually Swahili for the word build. So anyway, thought that was interesting.
So there you go, right on topic.
Exactly. But planning is really one of the key building blocks for creating successful retirement strategies. And why is this? But for one, traditional pensions, they're just really not the norm these days. Unlike our parents' generations or grandparents' generations, fewer baby boomers are retiring today that have access to reliable income sources upon retirement. And then the second thing is, since the turn of the century, lifespans have increased, which tends to increase our years in retirement as well as the amount of money needed to fund that retirement. So the number of people age 100 or older grew by 44% from the years 2000 to 2014. Now, Mark, Social Security benefits are the cornerstone of retirement income for a lot of retirees. For some, it might make sense to delay their payments until their full retirement age. Now, full retirement age is often 66 or 67, depending on when you were actually born. So doing so can earn a person valuable delayed retirement credits that increase the monthly benefit when they do start taking those payments. Now, of course, you can opt to take your Social Security payments as early as 62 or as early as 60 if you're a widow or widower, if you need that income. But if you don't need the income immediately, it might be in your best interest to delay payments at least until full retirement age. What we found is that delaying those benefits from age 62 to their full retirement age of 66 can generate as much as 33% more in monthly Social Security income. Something else, Mark, I want to throw in here that a lot of people don't realize. Sadly, we deal with individuals that are divorced, I mean, as much as people that are still married. And that's something that you need to be aware of. If you've been married in the state of Texas for as long as 10 years, or I guess not just Texas, but been married as long as 10 years and you got divorced, you do have an option to also draw from your ex-spouse's Social Security. So it's something that we can help you look into it. Now, I'm not saying everybody qualifies for that because there's different rules that, you know, evolve around that or revolve around that. But that is another thing that we look at as a Social Security strategy. And then on the flip side, if you wait all the way until you're 70, though, your benefits would increase as much as 76%. But the point is that we want to figure out that break-even point of when you would receive as much benefits, no matter which strategy. Because if you obviously take until age 70 and you live to be 100, then you've won out. You've taken more than you actually paid in. But if you take at age 70 and you pass away at age 74, then you've left money on the table with Social Security.
And we can't predict the future. So there's your challenge. So the idea is you need to take Social Security when it's the best time for you and your situation and your family. And Brooklyn can certainly help walk you through all of that. And the question is, where do you start with all this planning? Because there's a lot that goes into retirement planning. And it could, of course, apply to a lot of aspects of retirement, Brooklyn. But as you pointed out, you know, the number of people age 100 or older grew by 44% from 2000 to 2014. They're projecting by the year 2050, there'll be 3.7 million people the age of 100 or older. So that means, okay, a lot of us are living longer than ever before. So how do we make our money last as long as we do?
Well, the key here is planning, and planning can really cast a wide net. So typically we start with what you want your retirement lifestyle to look like, in particular, the costs associated with that lifestyle. So to do this, we build out a detailed list of the anticipated costs, especially the essential non-discretionary expenses that will need to be paid monthly or quarterly or annually, right? Those homeowners dues, or, you know, maybe you pay your property taxes once a year, but of course, you need a substantial nest egg to retire upon. The amount you need, though, depends upon the factors that are specific to you. Things like your health, your life expectancy, your projected expenses, your desired standard of living, and a whole lot more. $1 million used to be a really nice round number to target for a lot of people. But what I'm finding, though, that some people might need a much larger nest egg saved up. Of course, there's other people that don't need quite that much. So I often suggest people focus less on this arbitrary financial goal and more on the strategies that you can use to generate income from your savings. You know, what I found is people come in here for this, you know, a second opinion, or again, maybe it's your first opinion, and they're looking for some validation, like they're on the right track or that they've saved enough. And again, just like there's no silver bullet of an investment vehicle, there's no magic number. It's about what you can produce as for income from what you've saved. And then we say, is that enough? You know, if you have concerns about your level of savings, there are some steps that you can take to get back on track with your retirement savings game. So that's something that we can help you with. So if you have a qualified account, are you maxing it out? Things like your 401k or your IRA, or, you know, maybe you need to save outside of your retirement accounts. Now, if you're 50 or older, you need to take advantage of your catch-up provisions that can allow you to put an additional $6,000 every year into your 401k or an extra $1,000 into your IRA. And wherever possible, you want to take full advantage of any matching retirement plan contributions and stock purchase programs offered by your employer. Living the lifestyle that you desire and you dream about during retirement takes careful planning and, in many cases, the assistance of a financial professional who knows the ins and outs of creating a retirement strategy. A professional who will sit down with you, get to know you and your goals for retirement, and can help create a TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap customized just for you. Now, today on our show, we've set aside a limited number of appointments, so be among the first 10 callers to to reach us at 844-832-7469 to start your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. This TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, it comes directly from someone who has your best interests at heart, someone who could provide a fresh perspective on your retirement income picture. Again, that number is 844-TFA-SHOW. So if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, give us a call right now. 844-TFA-SHOW for your customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. Call to take advantage of this offer. 844-832-7469. Of course, Mark, you know, as we mention every week, I really highly encourage people to go to our website. It's texasfinancialadvisory.com. We do have live events in and around San Antonio area that you can attend. We also have a TV show that airs on KSET Channel 12. On Sundays, so right after our radio show program, we're on the TV at 4:30 p.m. So we encourage you to go there. If you miss it, you could also catch us next week on Saturday mornings at 5:30 in the morning. Either way, you can always TiVo that or record it on your satellite cable that you can record those. So every Saturday, 5:30 a.m., KSAT Channel 12, and Sunday, 4:30 p.m.
Brooklyn Jenner-Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. We're talking about some building blocks for a rock-solid retirement. And so, Brooklyn, let's talk about if we're not quite in retirement yet. We're getting close. We're not there yet. How will you know what costs will be, say, 10 years down the road? Things typically are more expensive, I would imagine.
Well, you're guaranteed to have certain expenses in retirement for things like your basic necessities, your shelter, food, clothing, medical expenses, transportation. Then we have discretionary spending, and that's to maintain your lifestyle that you want to lead during retirement. Now, we've found that expenses do tend to drop a bit more in retirement compared to before retirement, but that's typically what we say. So let me kind of slow down here and tell you what I've observed. I've found that people right after retirement have these what we call the go-go years, where they've got the freedom. They have the ability to take the trip, go to China. We had a client that went around the world on a cruise ship. So those are your go-go years. Obviously, that's spending a lot more money. But once you've done it, it's kind of that bucket list. You're done. And then you have the slow go years. And then, of course, there's the no go years. So what we found is that we need to plan for as much, if not more, income at the beginning of retirement. And then we can probably taper down, but still be aware of what inflation could do to our client's budget. Because if our income's not keeping up with inflation, then we can get into a bind there. So now keep in mind that while we all have good intentions, habits are really hard to change. So if you've been enjoying a certain lifestyle for decades, making a dramatic switch come your retirement is hard for a lot of people. So we need to be honest and realistic with your spending expectations in retirement. We want to make sure that you can live within that retirement budget and that your lifestyle expectations for your retirement are aligned. We've talked about this before on the show that we've seen kind of a wave of what we call the gray divorce. And these are where people are getting to retirement and they're getting divorced because they can't agree on how their life is going to be. And they don't have, say, work or kids to take care of to distract from that. And so I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see people, you know, work their whole lives and work on their marriage. And then they get to this point and they have false expectations of what it's going to be like in retirement. And so that's something that's another part of our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap is just setting the expectations of what retirement spending is going to look like. Now, remember the first stage of retirement, as we brought up, can be costly. And you typically have your health in addition to this newfound freedom. So the desire to spend your money early on your hobbies, your travel, you say remodeling your home, it can run high. And so we have to kind of, again, rein in those expectations and figure out how much can we actually spend on that so that you don't 5 years, 10 years down the road regret that you spent that money at the beginning of your retirement. There are financial professionals out there that thrive upon helping people put their retirement finances back on track. Now, if you're a do-it-yourselfer who's strayed off that planning path, or you just feel like it's time to get a fresh perspective on the retirement path that you are on, the first step is to give us a call at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. For your customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Now, this is a customized assessment. It's going to come directly from one of our advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory. And we operate as a fiduciary, which means that we have your best interests at heart. We can provide you with some insight into your retirement income picture. We have the keen eye to help uncover areas where there may be opportunity to maximize your retirement savings and turn that savings into a plan that is designed to make your income last as long as you need it. Now, this analysis is completely customized based on your circumstances, but we have limited appointments next week. So be one of the first 10 callers on our show today. If you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW to get your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap to help you map out how you can make the most of your retirement assets. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. Give us a call right now, 844-832-7469. Of course, you can always visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Setting aside money for retirement is certainly an important step, but where you actually invest that money can be just as important. When we come back, Brooklyn's going to discuss why building a diversified portfolio can make all the difference to your retirement. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott with the Retirement News Network, and I'm always pleased to be with Brooklyn Chandler Willie of Texas Financial Advisory. You want to find out more? Check out the website. A lot of great information. You can find out about the live educational events Brooklyn and her team puts on around the San Antonio area. There's no cost. There's no obligation to come in. It's a great opportunity for you. You've heard Brooklyn on the radio. Why not go now sit down with your peers and listen to Brooklyn talk about different retirement topics? There's no cost. You just have to sign up, though. Seating is limited. Again, the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. We're talking about building blocks for a rock solid retirement. And Brooklyn, in the last segment, you were talking about the estimated costs for retirement. What are they, you know, and how much are things going to cost down the road and all of that? How does somebody then begin to take the steps in solidifying this retirement strategy?
Well, you know, for most people, it's just getting organized, right? And it's formalizing how you're saving, how you're investing your money. Now, there are no quick fixes to this, but you've got to keep in mind that you're doing this to prepare for the next 20 or 30 years. I've been talking to a lot of our clients lately. They've been taking breaks over spring break with their kids or their grandkids. And the amount of detail and attention that they give to planning these trips, it's amazing to me. But I find that people don't even give a tenth of that type of attention and worry, I guess, into planning how they're going to spend 20 to 30 years in retirement. So that's kind of the first step. And again, you may be totally on track. I'm not saying that you're not, but I find that there's always areas for improvement. It's just if you have the desire to do that. Now, there are people out there that are total hot messes, and we have to really dig in deep to get them on track. But there are other people that were just slightly tweaking things and just having a second pair of eyes on their what they're doing, whether it's their tax planning, their estate planning, or their investment planning, that we're able to steer them in a different direction or give them a different idea or put money back in their pockets that they're unnecessarily paying either for fees or even, you know, they're unnecessarily taking risk. Just last week, I met with a couple that they're doing everything they're supposed to do. They're saving exactly what they're supposed to save or the max that they can save within their budget. But after the fees on their account, they're only netting like a 5% return, but they're taking a lot of risk. You know, I mean, they could lose as much as 20% if we go through another market correction like we did in 2008 and 2009. So we just really want to have a gut check there to figure out what is going on. And you have all these good intentions, but what if you're not adequately protected? And I know what you're thinking. I understand. I know it's kind of almost like drinking from a fire hose. It just seems very overwhelming. And sometimes it just feels like it's too much information. And we've seen people that are paralyzed because they keep looking for more information. They know they have to do something, but they can't pull the strings to actually make those decisions. And they stare back at me with some blank faces, feeling completely lost. But this is why you need to find someone. Our firm or another firm, we encourage you to find someone to work with as a team to build your retirement strategy. You know, of course, that brings up other questions that you may need to consider when you're looking for the right professional to hire, because that's what you're doing. You're hiring someone to work along with you in order to put together the financial roadmap that you need in order to retire successfully. So here are some things you want to consider whenever you're looking for an advisor to work with, a financial planner. There's lots of different types of advisors out there. You want to choose someone that is licensed, though. Now, you can have someone that's more licensed in the tax area or more licensed in life insurance or licensed in only securities. Now, here at Texas Financial Advisory, we're a holistic, comprehensive firm, and we hold multiple licenses. I have an insurance license and I have a securities license because there's no silver bullet, right? And so it's about what's the right fit for our clients. We have a professional on staff that is focused and licensed only in tax. So again, we're able to bring full circle everything that you need as far as the professional team to make the right decisions for your retirement strategy and your estate, if you will. Now, you, of course, want to work with someone that's going to help put together a strategy based on your needs, not something that they just throw at everybody, not just this canned program that, hey, no matter who you are, you walk in and you get. I also recommend that you look to find someone that's independent. Someone that can offer a wider selection of products and companies because they're not tied down to a particular company. And that's something that you really need to understand the difference there. If you look at your options that are available, you have franchised type of financial firms, the ones that you can find in any city across America. So knowing that a franchise or a retail firm, a bank, you know, something like an Ever Jones or a Merrill Lynch or something like that. Again, they have designed their program that they have contracts with different companies. So they're only going to offer you those products. Whereas an independent advisor can choose from a variety of companies. They become company agnostic or product agnostic. The other thing that I want you to understand is how your financial professional is compensated. And this is something that people kind of get shocked about, because what if you have your money at Fidelity or Charles Schwab or Vanguard? Do you honestly think that you're not paying any fees? Now, you may pay low fees. You may feel that you know what your fees are, but we find time and time again that people, because on the retail side, despite the efforts that the Department of Labor has tried to do to make the fees transparent, they don't know what they're paying for one of their largest assets, which is their retirement savings. So whether you know your person on the other end of the line that you call at Fidelity or Schwab or Fisher or wherever, you are paying fees. So that's something that we want you to be able to weigh the benefits of the fee that you're paying versus the service that you're receiving.
Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie. I'm Mark Elliott. And, you know, really important, because there are really three areas you need to look for when you're looking for somebody to help guide you in retirement. You mentioned two of those so far: independent versus captive. So independent is Texas Financial Advisor. They can look wherever makes the most sense for you. They're not tied to a certain company or two like most of the captive agents out there. Then, of course, you need to talk with somebody when you're talking about retirement that actually works in the retirement world. That would make sense as well. The third leg of this, you mentioned it in the first segment, Brooklyn, and that is that you are fiduciary. Maybe explain the importance of that. That was kind of the buzzword in the financial world back in 2017, fiduciary.
Well, and why that buzzword started was because, again, we have a lot of people retiring, and we have the baby boomers have changed the consumer goods world ever since they were born. The biggest changes in diapers formula happened once baby boomers were born. And then cars, and as they started driving, and now we have baby boomers, 10,000 baby boomers a day retiring. And so they are looking for a financial professional to work with. And so understanding the type of advisor you're going to work with, because we've seen also really bad things. I mean, there's too many episodes of American Greed to go around, right? And so you want to understand who you're trusting that you're passing your life savings over to. So people feel like, okay, well, a Merrill Lynch or Ever Jones, like, well, surely they're not going to run a scam on me. Well, I'm not saying that they are, but if you work with a fiduciary, someone that's licensed in order to represent clients over a product or a company, then you're automatically working with someone that has your best interests at heart legally. And so they're held to a higher standard. Now, here at Texas Financial Advisory, we were a fiduciary before it was cool to be a fiduciary. And I'm thankful that the Department of Labor has, you know, shined a light on this. But it's been a crazy battle in order to educate the public as far as who and what type of financial advisor they should choose and understanding how that advisor is compensated. So, you know, again, you're going to be paying somebody, right? Even if it's a nobody, like a robo-advisor that you've got your money with a Schwab or a Vanguard or something that you don't even really have an advisor, there's still fees for their in-house advisors. So here's a good opportunity for you to just simply come in and interview us and give us the opportunity here at Texas Financial Advisory to show you what you're paying. And if there's a possibility by switching to the fiduciary side of putting some of that fees back in your pocket, I mean, how nice would that be? Now, there are financial professionals out there who thrive on helping people put their retirement finances back on track. And that's super crucial. You want to find someone that's going to be invested in you. Now, what if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you feel like you might have strayed off the planning path, or you just feel like it's a time to get a fresh perspective on the retirement path that you're actually on? Now, the first step to do that is give us a call here at 844-832-7469 for your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap appointment. Now, this is a customized assessment that's going to come directly from someone who has your interests at heart, someone who can provide you with insight into your retirement income picture, and has the keen eye to help uncover areas where there may be opportunity to maximize your retirement savings, and then turn those savings into a plan designed to make your income last as long as you do. Now, this analysis is completely customized based on your circumstances. It's not something where we just take your name off it and put the next person's name on it. We do have limited appointments, though. It takes us a lot of time and effort in order to put these plans together for our prospective clients. So if you would like to have that opportunity to get that at no cost, no obligation, be one of the first 10 callers on the show today. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, give us a call at 844-TFA show to get your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. And this roadmap will show you how you can make the most out of your retirement assets. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. Give us a call right now. 844-832-7469. Of course, you can always visit our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com. We have a lot of live events in and around San Antonio. If you'd like to attend one of those, you need to make a reservation. We also have a TV show that airs on KSAT Channel 12 on Saturday mornings at 5:30 in the morning. If you can't make it for that one, you can always catch us again on Sundays on KSAT Channel 12 at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Brooklyn Jenner-Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, started her company in January of 2008. And we're talking today about building blocks for a rock solid retirement. And the question is, are there certain financial building blocks that when put in place now will help you create a retirement portfolio designed to last as long as you do? It's the number one fear amongst retirees today is the fear of outliving their money. We've got a lot more to get to. We're halfway through the program. We'll be back right after this. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott with the Retirement News Network, and I'm here with the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, Brooklyn Chandler-Willey. Brooklyn started her company in 2008. You have questions about anything you've heard, the number 844-832-7469. No cost, no obligation to sit down with Brooklyn and the team. 844-832-7469. You know, Brooklyn, there are certainly things that are out of our control when we're planning for retirement. One of those would certainly be market volatility. We can't control the markets. We can't predict the markets, when they're going to be at their lowest, when they're going to be at their highest. You know, one day we're talking about it being at a new all-time high. The next we hear about, well, maybe it's the next big correction that's just right around the corner. We don't really know. We do know there are some signs of, you know, positive and negative, I suppose. But what can we do, Brooklyn, to protect our strategy from the whims of the market?
Well, as we've discussed, it's important to know how your assets are allocated. We want to look at the entire portfolio, your retirement accounts, the investments that aren't on paper, things like property, your home, any sort of second home or investment real estate that you have, your other holdings. We want to see if you're diversified to weather the periods of high volatility, because it's going to happen. It always does. The market's going to do one of three things. It's a guarantee. It's going to go up, it's going to go down, or it's going to go sideways. So we want to make sure that your portfolio includes the kinds of investments that will fit your circumstances, whether it is putting your money in the market or putting it into something safe and guaranteed, or looking at diversifying with insurance products or real estate. So these are all things that we consider when we're helping our clients put together their retirement strategy. Now, while diversification doesn't guarantee a profit, or that you're not going to lose money, it can help you safeguard your portfolio from the effects of a dramatic market volatility swing. And in my opinion, it really reduces your chance that you're going to panic and sell off your investments after a big stock market decline. Now, part of staying diversified is keeping an appropriate asset mix and rebalancing that, being proactive as far as your investments go. And these are tactics that we utilize for our clients that can be most helpful, especially when we have a volatile market. Now, yes, there's always that scare factor that the market's going to crash like it's done in the past, right? I mean, I've been doing this well over a decade, and I have seen more bad years than I've seen good years when it comes to the stock market. But we've got to think long term and not necessarily year to year or even month to month. We want to look at it in a holistic fashion, because again, if you're going to be retired for 20 or 30 years, you don't necessarily want your immediate income fluctuating with the market, but it's okay to have money that is earmarked for income 5 years from now, 10 years from now, that can fluctuate with the market swings. Now, there's a variety of factors that's going to influence the market, right? It can be anything from politics to elections to the price of oil, the health of foreign economies around the globe. We have interest rate hikes, and then we have interest rate cuts, or the potential of, say, corporate news. So this list goes on. And those things, those world happenings, either locally or across the globe, affects your money. A lot of the reactions that we see have to do with uncertainty. And what may be a headwind one week has every chance of becoming a tailwind the next. Now, most of these news items and subsequent market bumps are not fully understood or played out all at once. Instead, it's a process and not a very straightforward one at that.
You know, there's so much to consider about determining what the market can do and what could happen to our money if it doesn't go the way we want it to. How do you help, Brooklyn, your clients address those types of concerns?
Well, it's pretty much an imperfect task to try to determine what the market's going to do. That's why it's so prudent to lay a building block or a foundation for a sturdy retirement strategy. And having the strategy in writing that you can refer to, that you can revisit and discuss with your financial professional on an ongoing basis, especially when the going gets tough out there in the stock market. You want to have diversification in your assets that make up your retirement nest egg so that they aren't exposed to wild swings in the market. That's what helps give you confidence and the discipline to just tune out the noise. If you want to be absolutely sure that you have enough income coming in every single month to cover your expenses lived the kind of lifestyle that you've imagined and worked so hard to do and so long to save towards, now is your opportunity to come in and get your personalized and customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Now, this is not something that's generic or cookie cutter. It is customized to your unique needs and goals. Now, we do limit the opportunities in our next week to the first 10 callers on our show today. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW to get your personalized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. Call us right now, 844-832-7469.
So what are some of the different types of annuities out there? I know you like a few of them, but you don't like some as well. And there's, I don't know how many thousands of different annuities out there.
Well, it's not about, you know, I want to stay pretty neutral here, Mark, because it's not that I don't like them, because it's more about there's better fits for people. I've always said this before, that there's no bad investment. It's just maybe a bad fit. And now some that give the annuity world a bad name are those high feed ones, like a variable annuity. And the reason that's so prevalent is because of the institutions that are licensed to sell them. That's something that you can get through pretty much any sort of financial planner or bank that is licensed to sell securities. And in that, we see clients paying 3%, 4%, 5% every single year in fees, and their money is still fluctuating with the market. So that's where I kind of have a beef. I don't want our clients paying too much for their investment vehicle. The other one that doesn't sit well with me is whenever the client puts their money into a program and essentially commits a suicide, wherein that they die and they have not taken all of their money back out, the company keeps their money. And so those are the two ones, you know, two types of annuities that again, don't sit well with me. And I see them all the time because marketing is very prevalent with those type of products. And so it's something that you see when you open up the AARP magazine, when you're watching Fox News, when you're, you know, just watching ABC. I mean, it doesn't matter that I see these commercials for those products, and people don't understand what the overall experience is going to be and what they're giving up. Now, there are some good annuities out there. There's some that operate just like a CD would, in that they're fixed. They give you a fixed return for a fixed period of time with no fees. And then there's some that are, we call your hybrid or your indexed annuities. And with those, you don't have any market risk. You have protection of principal. And for some of them, you have guarantees on that you're going to earn a set amount every single year. But you also have the opportunity to link your money to the market and make money if the market goes up. And I've experienced this with my annuities, with my parents' annuities, my clients' annuities. You know, we're doing client reviews right now that are locking in their gains for 2017, early 2018. And we're seeing really nice returns on those products. And some of them actually outperformed the market because they gave them an extra bump as far as the crediting strategy. And I know that sounds really complicated, and it's mumbo jumbo, really, if you're not invested in it. But that's something that we consider, and we're able to show you your different options that are available. So if you have an annuity right now and you don't really know what to do with it, now's a good time to come in for a second opinion. If you've been considering it, or you've just heard a lot of buzz around it, good or bad, again, we're a great firm to talk to in order to look at it from an unbiased circumstance, because we as by law, we have to do what's in your best interest. And there's many times I tell clients, you know, I mean, they ask me, like, they tell me I want to buy this annuity because they've done their own research. And I tell them, that sounds great, but for your current circumstances, it's not the best move for you. Maybe in 5 years from now or 10 years from now. But again, it's just contingent upon the client and what they're trying to achieve. Now, there are a lot of financial professionals out there that thrive on helping people put their retirement finances back on track. If you are a do-it-yourselfer who's strayed off that planning path, or you just feel like it's time to get a fresh perspective on the retirement path that you're on, the first step is to give us a call here at 844 844- 832-7469 to get your TFA, Financial Freedom Roadmap. Now, this is a customized assessment that's going to come directly from one of our firm's experienced professionals, someone who has your interests at heart, someone who can provide you with insight into your retirement income picture, and has that keen eye to help uncover areas where there may be opportunity to maximize your retirement savings and turn those savings into a plan. Now, this is designed to make your income last as long as you need it. And this analysis comes completely customized based on your circumstances. We do limit our appointments next week, though, so be one of the first 10 callers on our show today. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW to get your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. And this will help you make the most of your retirement assets. Again, that number, 844-832-7469. Give us a call right now, 844-832-7469.
When we come back, Brooklyn will discuss a barrier that we all know will eventually come, but it can still prove to be a hindrance to your retirement strategy. Stay with us. Our final segment straight ahead. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey. Brooklyn, of course, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, started her company in January of 2008. And you can certainly find out more on the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. Brooklyn puts on a lot of live educational events around the San Antonio area. You can certainly attend those. There's no cost to attend. You just have to sign up. Seating is limited. So all that information and more on the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com, texasfinancialadvisory.com. You know, today, Brooklyn, we have talked about making sure that you align your expenses with your income in retirement and to prepare for potential barriers to a successful retirement strategy. But we all know that even the best income strategy can fall apart with a health crisis. And medical costs might just be the biggest X factor when it comes to retirement. They can be the proverbial crack in many retirees' financial foundation, can't they, Brooklyn?
Yeah, I mean, medical costs is something that can totally derail retirees. And in fact, in a couple age 65 in 2017 needs to plan on having an estimated $270,000 earmarked to cover their health care during retirement. And if you remember, Mark, that number has been creeping up year after. We've been doing this show for a long time together, and it started at, say, $200,000 a few years ago, and it's slowly creeping up. Not slowly, fast. It's going incredibly fast. $270,000 now. Because the inflationary factor for medical care is around 5%. So, you know, that's something that people need to understand, because Medicare doesn't cover everything. And there's costs associated with Medicare still. There's the cost of their deductible. There's prescription drug costs. There's dental care. There's hearing aids. There's nursing home, long-term care. And all of that is not covered under Medicare. So to cover medical costs in retirement, I often recommend a few things. One is to open a health savings account and or an HSA, because this is something that you can do with your work, but you can also do outside of your work. You can open one up, and it's something that helps cover the high deductibles of your health insurance plan. And it, you know, you can save it for future medical expenses. It's not one of those plans where you use it or lose it. And the other good thing about an HSA is if you don't use it and you don't need it, you can roll that money into an IRA as your IRA contribution. So that's really nice as well. So an HSA account has a lot of benefits that people need to heavily consider, even in retirement. I think that people, when they're younger, they use it as a savings account to cover their deductibles, but it's not something that you just dismiss because you're about to retirement or about to retire.
So you mentioned Medicare, and I think a lot of people head into retirement and go, man, once I hit 65, I'm going to be good when it comes to my medical expenses because I've got Medicare. And Medicare is very good. I mean, it would be terrible to not have Medicare, I suppose, in place. But as you mentioned, Medicare does not cover everything, and that a lot of people think that Medicare, that it does cover. So maybe talk a little bit about, Brooklyn, what does Medicare cover?
Well, again, we actually have a licensed Medicare specialist on our team, Yvette, and this is something that she helps all of our prospective clients and clients with, because as part of our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, healthcare, be it Medicare supplements or long-term care, is a piece of that pie. But basically, Medicare Part A is your hospital insurance. It's going to cover the expenses you have to go to the hospital or skilled nursing facility, as well as hospice. Sometimes it can cover some home health services, but it's really dependent. It does exclude your dental care and hearing aids, as I brought up. And there's a deductible that you have to pay in before that Medicare part kicks in. Now, meanwhile, Medicare Part B is just your medical insurance. It's going to cover your outpatient visits to your doctor, your tests, cancer screenings, vaccines, and there's a monthly fee for this. And this is something that's really important, because I think that people don't pay attention to this. The monthly payment that you pay for your Medicare premium is based upon your income from 2 years prior. So this is really important, in that, let's say you're an executive and you your income's well over the six-figure mark, and but you go to retire at, say, 65 or 66, or you elect to take Medicare at 65. Your monthly premium is based upon, in essence, your tax return when you were 63. And so that's something when we do our tax planning, we're aware of, because we want to make sure that you're not having to overpay for your Medicare premium. Now, with Medicare, there are some private insurance companies that expand the healthcare coverage, and these are supplemental that are optional. Of course, there's an additional monthly premium for that. Medicare will typically cover, say, a short-term nursing care visit, but not for the long-term. And so that's where you need to have some sort of plan in place, that if you're going to be in a long-term care facility or assisted living facility, it's expensive. And so how are we going to pay for it? With retirement looming or already upon you, it is vital to be absolutely sure that you have enough money coming in every single month, not just to cover your expenses, but to live the kind of lifestyle that you've imagined and you've worked so hard and so long to save towards. Now, this is not some generic cookie cutter report. It's customized to your unique needs and goals, but our appointments are limited to the first 10 callers on this show today. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW to get your personalized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. Give us a call right now, 844-832-7469. As always, you can visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. A lot of great information there. You can sign up to be on our newsletter. You can check to see if there is a live event in and around your area that you can attend, texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're talking about building blocks for a rock-solid retirement. Final question for you before we wrap up today's show, Brooklyn. Long-term care, you mentioned that Medicare does not cover all of certainly long-term care. How do you suggest that your clients maybe look into maybe helping ease some of that stress and of potential healthcare challenges down the road? How do you suggest covering this?
Well, I mean, long-term care is the service, both medical and non-medical, for people with a prolonged physical illness, a chronic disease, or a disability. And the reality is that more than 50% of us is going to need some form of long-term care during retirement. And, you know, I have seen this firsthand with my own family. My grandmother, she had cancer. But again, and she ended up passing away from it. But, you know, she was sick for a long time, and my family went through all of her assets to pay for care. And at the end, the family members were having to chip in to pay for her care because there was nothing left. And so, you know, the odds are, as you get older, you're gonna need more help. And so how are we going to pay for that? And, you know, depending on your circumstance, maybe just a standalone long-term care policy makes sense. Maybe it doesn't, because it just may be too expensive, or the premiums will go up over time. So what we found, and this is what's exciting about the investment world, is that in order to attract retirement dollars, these insurance companies have become more competitive, and they've created products that are almost like a BOGO, right? Buy one, get one free, in that you could utilize the income stream for home health care or long-term care. So let's pretend you had bought an annuity and it was going to pay you a guaranteed $3,000 a month. Well, if it has a long-term care rider or home health care rider on it, you could possibly increase that $3,000 up to $6,000 a month. But if you didn't need it, you weren't paying for something that you didn't use. On the other side, we've seen life insurance policies that provide a home health care or long-term care benefit. And a lot of people think, well, geez, why am I going to buy life insurance? I'm 65, I'm 66, I'm 75. But if you're able to leverage your money, and let's say the death benefit is $1 million, and the insurance company allows you to use that $1 million while you're alive as a living benefit for home health care or long-term care, that make a really, you know, a lot of good sense. Because of course, if you don't use it, you've now passed off $1 million of tax-free money to your estate. So these are, you know, a different type of perspective to utilizing insurance products for long-term care or home health care. And these are types of products that provide flexibility with your invested funds. You haven't lost control. It's not turned into a use it or lose it scenario. And with these long-term care benefits, it can help with the costs associated with long-term care. Now, of course, I can't guarantee it's going to cover everything because, as we know, the cost of long-term care is going up about 5% every single year. But we can at least help subsidize and not totally deplete your retirement nest egg or your life savings in order to cover your care. Now, when it comes to your financial future, coming up short with your monthly income during retirement is not an acceptable outcome. You deserve the assurance that these sources from which you intend to draw your income, such as your 401k, your Social Security, and the like, will provide you the means to live the lifestyle that you desire throughout your retirement years. Now, if you have a vision for your retirement, if you want to dictate how your future unfolds rather than have financial limitations dictated upon you, you need a strategy for your retirement. And the first step is to get your customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. This is a detailed analysis that's going to show you your entire income picture and uncover areas where there may be opportunity for your assets to generate income during retirement. This is a customized assessment that's going to help uncover areas where there's opportunity to help grow your retirement nest egg. It's going to provide income for you as long as you need it. When you sit down with us, we're also going to provide you with an honest evaluation of how much you have saved for retirement, a clear understanding of just how much risk your assets are exposed to, ways to help reach your retirement goals, and an idea of how much income you might need to support those goals. So in order to get your personalized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, be one of the first 10 callers on our show today at 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469. You can also visit my website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. We have a list of live events that you can attend if you make a reservation. And tune in today to KSAT Channel 12 at 4:30 p.m. to watch the Texas Financial Advisory TV show. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.